USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
More than 5,000 flights in or out of the U.S. this New Year's weekend have been canceled, leaving passengers stranded. Thousands of other flights have been delayed.
I've been canceled twice this morning.
The crew supposedly didn't show up.
WDIV television talking with travelers at Detroit Metro Airport. Chicago's O'Hare International and Denver International Airport have seen the most of the flight cancellations. If it's not staffing shortages, it's weather playing into some of these flight delays. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear has declared a state of emergency due to storms that have caused flash flooding, power outages, and property damage. Severe storms leaving their mark across the southern U.S. overnight Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root.
It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%, energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Storm cleanup continuing in Kentucky after a possible tornado touching down in the town of Hopkinsville. Businesses in the downtown area were damaged, including a dollar store and a gas station. Other buildings suffering roof damage. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear declaring a state of emergency. And in Alabama, a line of severe storms damaged homes, knocked out power, and down trees. Amongst the damage, a Walmart store in the town of Hazel Green, Alabama. Dr. Anthony Fauci today saying federal health officials could consider amending the recent COVID-19 isolation guidance revised by the CDC, telling CNN State of the Union.
The CDC is very well aware that there has been some pushback about that.
The CDC last week shortening its isolation period from 10 days to 5 for asymptomatic patients. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
It has been a busy first few days on the job for New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who was sworn in just after the ball dropped in Times Square.
People tell me it's a difficult job. Darn it, I want it to be a difficult job. You know, it's a difficult job being a cop, riding the subway trains in the 80s. It's going to be difficult now, but we are resilient. We're going to get through this, and we're going to look back on this and see why we are Americans in the first place, because we're a great country.
Mayor Adams' appearance on ABC's This Week wasn't all that kept him occupied this weekend. He held a press conference on his first day in office after an NYPD officer was grazed in the head with a bullet. The mayor also signing two executive orders on the COVID-19 pandemic. And he made a call to 911 after witnessing an assault on his way to City Hall. A flight quickly becoming a nightmare for this passenger, Tim Berg, in the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
A passenger on a flight from Chicago to Iceland says she had to quarantine in the airplane bathroom for 3 hours following a positive COVID test. Marissa Fadio says despite having received two negative tests prior to takeoff, she started feeling sick mid-flight and took a test that came back positive. She then decided to stay in the bathroom for the remainder of the flight to safeguard the health of the rest of the passengers. After landing in Iceland, she was sent to a Red Cross hotel for a 10-day quarantine.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.